Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
When the Super Bowl is close, a lot of people watch. A record 123 million people tuned in Sunday to watch the Chiefs beat the 49ers, watch a little Usher, Dunkin' commercial. Well, on the medical front, no players suffered major head injuries. We do know, of course, that a number of football players will have concussions, and the lasting effects can be debilitating. Well, 9 years ago, the NFL approved a settlement to pay former players with concussion and dementia symptoms. But an investigation by the Washington Post suggests the deal is failing many former pros. The Post national sports reporter Will Hobson led the investigation. Hi, Will.
Hey, Scott.
First, talk quickly about the NFL concussion settlement back in 2015. At the time, what did the league promise to former players?
The league basically promised that any former player, somewhere in the neighborhood of 20,000 former players who played before 2015, who developed dementia, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's, or ALS, would get a settlement check from the league in amounts ranging up to as high as $5
million. $5 million, wow. And you write about the former NFL player, Irv Cross. For many of us of a certain vintage, we watched him on TV as an analyst for so many years on the NFL Today. As an example of what you learned in your reporting, Irv Cross applied for money from the NFL's concussion settlement back in 2018. What happened in his case after that?
When Mr. Cross applied for money in 2018, he'd already been diagnosed with dementia. Doctor had actually put in his medical records that he thought he might be suffering from CTE. But when Mr. Cross met with NFL settlement doctors, they determined they couldn't diagnose him with anything under the settlement because the settlement has its own unique definition for dementia, which is more difficult than how doctors normally diagnose it. And so Mr. Cross qualified for nothing. He passed away 3 years later of what his doctors thought was just Alzheimer's disease, but an autopsy found was actually severe CTE.
Oh, wow. So that seems to be at the center of what you're reporting on, this definition of dementia. I mean, there's kind of a standard definition that our doctors have to diagnose dementia. But did many people you talked to say the NFL settlement team has actually a different definition, one that's harder to meet?
Correct. That's one of the main components that we found is helping the NFL avoid paying legitimate dementia claims, that it has its own definition for dementia that requires you to be more impaired than the regular definition that doctors use. And so situations are playing out, like with Mr. Cross, where players are getting diagnosed with dementia by their own doctors, but then they go through the settlement process and they're being told they're not sick enough to qualify for money and medical care that they and their lawyers thought they were going to get.
So the NFL settlement team, I gather they have their own doctors who are in some cases overruling the doctors who actually see these former players?
That's another part of it. I mean, there are players like Mr. Cross who go through this process and they're told they don't even qualify. And then there are players we wrote about, like a gentleman named Jeff Blackshear, who was an offensive lineman for the Baltimore Ravens. They get a diagnosis, but then there's a small panel of anonymous settlement review doctors who can overrule the doctor who actually examines you and deny your claim. Mr. Blackshear was diagnosed in life with Alzheimer's disease. A review doctor suggested he was just suffering from bad sleep apnea. He passed away, and an autopsy found severe CTE.
And so what is the NFL version of the story, I gather? One thing they've said is, you know, we've paid out a whole lot more money than many people anticipated when the settlement began, which shows that we are being true to our word.
It is certainly true the NFL has paid out a lot of money through this settlement, about $1.2 billion. But what that data point ignores or avoids is that there are just shy of 1,100 former players who've had dementia claims denied, and that the collective value of those denied claims could exceed $700 million, could exceed a billion. So just because the NFL has paid out $1.2 billion doesn't disprove the notion that there are hundreds, potentially more than 1,000 players out there who could or should have also gotten paid who have not.
So just to step back and understand what's been happening to these former players, in some cases, they've received no money. In other cases, they've had to fight to make their case or face long delays. I mean, is that what a lot of players are experiencing here?
I mean, what former players are seeing occur is that basically every step of how this settlement process was supposed to work is operating the opposite way it was explained to them. There was supposed to be a nationwide network of doctors paid for by the league that would quickly see them and if they had the earliest signs of dementia, quickly get them medical care and money. You need to wait months to see those doctors, often years to get the paperwork. We documented two cases where players died just waiting to get those records. And then even if you get those records and file a claim, you can still face a years-long battle to get the money the diagnosing doctor says you deserve.
So does anything change going forward? I gather from your reporting that the league has changed the, is it the company that's in charge of these settlement decisions?
The company that oversees the league-funded network of doctors has been changed. They, they made that change last fall. This settlement is effectively a healthcare plan for former NFL players that's going to be around for the next 57 years. And there is a clause in it that allows the NFL to renegotiate it and rewrite medical science aspects like how they define dementia. And if the NFL were so inclined, they could call up the top lawyer for the players tomorrow and renegotiate and rewrite key aspects of the settlement to make it easier for players legitimately suffering from these conditions to qualify for money and medical care. As of yet, the league has rejected that suggestion.
All right. We've been talking to Will Hobson of the Washington Post. Will, thanks very much for the time.
Thanks, Scott. I really appreciate it.